It's all in the podcast. Moira and Big Trev show, that is. Unless we have to edit it out for legal reasons. 1029 Hot Tomato.
Hello.
Hi, how are you going?
Good.
Chad, how are you?
Yeah.
Good. Good.
Trevor, how are you?
Yeah, I'm really good. A bit sore, but I'm really good.
This is our podcast.
Yep.
On the show, we are talking about many interesting things. Is a hot dog a sandwich? Chad, we didn't get you your actually opinion on that. Is a hot dog a sandwich?
I would say no.
What would you class it as?
I think it just sits in its own kind of realm.
Oh, it's got its own realm.
Yeah, hot dog's a hot dog.
Yep. Yep.
Sandwich is a sandwich.
Sandwich is a sandwich.
Burger is a burger.
And that's how God intended it. Right.
Oh, plenty more stuff. Gold Coast Community Page as well.
Yeah, where have you snuck into as well?
And enjoy.
Moira and Big Trev.
Now, Australia is known for its range of incredible yet deadly wildlife.
Oh, yeah.
Like spiders and snakes.
Mm-hmm.
Any of them your fans?
No. Don't like any of them.
Cool.
They can stay exactly where they are.
Good to
and
know.
I'll stand here with some more tea.
Good to know.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a new study has revealed the surprising origin of two of Australia's most dangerous snakes,
mm-hmm.
The tiger and the brown snake. Researchers from the University of Adelaide claim that these snakes actually arrived by sea.
Well, they swam here.
Yeah, well. The timeline remains unclear, but the researchers hope their findings will help shed light on these deadly species.
Where did they swim from?
I don't know. Well, it's a possibility they could have swum.
Well,
because their arms wouldn't get tired.
I've never. Oh yeah, I guess they just use their tails, wouldn't they?
Do they?
They'd use their little.
If we could have cameras in here, that'd be great. To have more.
I look like a dog wagging my tail right now. That's what I look
You're
like.
A happy snake.
I am. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. So, David Adelson, he said, while we know all marine and semi-marine sea snakes descended from a common Australian land-based ancestor, the origin of the elipids. And I looked that up. That actually means snakes with big fangs. Has been debated for some time. So they snuck into Australia.
Yeah.
I want to know, where have you snuck into?
Oh,
see what I've done there?
Yeah, like that.
Look at me go.
I have never snuck into anywhere.
Really?
Yeah, never. I'm too scared.
Really?
But my favourite story is the guys who snuck into SeaWorld.
Yes.
And stole a penguin.
Oh, that was a while
ago. And took it home.
Yeah.
And then got it home and went, what are we going to do with a penguin?
What do penguins eat?
Then they snuck back in and put it back.
Oh, really?
I love that story. That's the best.
I've snuck into cinemas and watched movies.
Yeah.
Like I went into movies in Adelaide, sat there and paid for a movie and then snuck out just before it ends and then went into another one just before it started, then hid right at the back. And I stayed there the whole day.
The whole day?
Five movies.
I'm kind of impressed, but disappointed at the same time.
Oh, some of them are really crappy. I was disappointed. I snuck into this.
Oh, the free movie was disappointing for you.
Yeah, just listen. What is this, a talking dog? What the? No one's going to believe Beethoven's a dog that talks. Yep, so I want to know, where have you snuck in? Snuck in there anywhere? Anywhere interesting?
Moira and Big Trev.
A study has revealed how two of our deadliest snakes, the tiger snake and the brown snake, snuck into Australia. They swam in by sea.
Now, we don't know that for sure.
Yeah, they did. They're very smart and they had boat licences. They did very well.
Well, they could have been on jet skis. You don't know.
Yeah, who knows?
They could have.
They hold on to it? Who knows?
They'd just wrap themselves around the top of it.
So we want to know different places you snuck into.
I'm too good. I never snuck in anywhere.
I had a mate who used to sneak into, or try to sneak into my house every day after work. He was a nurse. 5 a.m., he'd try and sneak into my house. And he did that for a month and a half. And I'd catch him as he's coming to the door, through the window, everywhere else. And his whole mission in life was to sneak in and just sleep next to me on the bed.
Oh, that's not creepy at all.
And after a month, he got in there.
He got in there.
And they had to buy him breakfast.
Oh.
Because it ended up pretty weird. Anyway, where have you snuck into? We threw the question out and we had a chat to Lee.
Oh, hi, Big Trev. I have snuck into or gate crashed a couple of weddings back in the day. You know, when you're a broke teenager and thought, okay, get frocked up, go and gate crash a couple of weddings.
Wow. Was this on the Gold Coast? Yes.
No, this is back in Tassie.
Oh, beautiful.
How long did you stay in there for?
Oh, the whole wedding.
Oh, that's good.
We went to the op shop and the guy I was seeing, we got these glad rags from the op shop.
Yes.
And looked in the newspaper to see where the best wedding was going to be at, and off we went.
Nice.
And if anybody says, who are you with? I went, oh, bride.
Oh,
and you go, oh, yeah, bride, groom, whoever. It was so much fun.
That's brilliant.
Fantastic. Well done.
Thank you, Lee. Michelle, where did you sneak into?
The members only stand at the Royal Easter Show for their big show.
Ooh. Nice.
How did you do that?
Yeah, there was 6 of us. All mates went out to the show, and one of them had the member's badge for her grandmother, who was a member of the Royal Ag Society.
Yeah.
So she went in on the badge, stuck it on a soft toy, threw it over the back stairs. We did that 6 times, and we all got in and watched the show on the covered stand, and it was pouring down rain for everyone else.
That's brilliant.
You're a genius. Oh,
we loved it. We loved it.
That's fantastic.
What
well done.
Nana ever found out?
Where's my badge?
All right, Sarah, where did you sneak into?
Into my husband's parents' house before we were married, and we had just started going out.
Ooh. Okay.
Yeah, you saucy minx.
Did you go through, like, the window, like climbed up the tree and went through the bedroom window? That's what I always imagine people sneaking in.
Not up the tree, but just they had, like, a ramp going to the front door, and it went past his bedroom. And so it was easy just to jump in the window then. Brilliant.
And you never got busted?
No.
That's very impressive.
You're very stealthy.
Good job, you.
Very quiet.
Well, obviously it worked out okay because you are married now, so that's good.
Yes.
Okay. Thanks, Sarah.
So you're just sneaking past the kids' rooms now.
What were you sneaking in there for?
Yeah.
We just started going out.
Cheese and crackers.
Let's watch a movie.
Did he? Netflix. Oh, okay. Netflix and chill.
I thought he owed you money or something.
Yeah.
There it is.
Moira and Big Trev. I have a simple question for you.
I'm ready.
This could be a yes or no answer, or we could go into discussion.
Okay, cool.
Okay, I want you to think about food.
I'm always thinking about food.
I want you to think about one in particular.
Okay.
Would have been used, probably eaten a lot yesterday in America.
Mm-hmm. Do I guess? Or
if you want to.
Is it a hot dog?
Yes, it is a hot dog.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
It's a hot dog. Oh, my God. Well, I thought Super Bowl.
What do I win?
100%. No, you win nothing.
Do I win a hot dog?
No, you do not.
Oh.
Here's my question to you. We shall discuss. Is a hot dog a sandwich? Think about it. Let it simmer. Because
yeah,
this has got me stumped. Is a hot dog a sandwich? Technically, I would say yes. It has everything that constitutes a sandwich. Bread and a filling. Sandwich.
But isn't a sandwich like in 2 pieces of bread?
Is a Subway sandwich in 2 pieces of bread?
Yeah, that's a sub.
That's a Subway, though.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Oh, okay. Ooh.
It's gotcha.
Oh, that's a good one.
Thank you.
These
are the questions that keep me up late at night.
That's going to keep me up because I'm bloody hungry now.
All right, we need the Gold Coast to help us out. Is a hot dog... A sandwich.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I know.
Now I'm hungry. Bloody hell, don't bring questions like this in when I'm on a diet.
Sorry, mate. Moira and Big Trev. Question I started thinking about, it was brought up by my kids on the weekend. It's been 2 days now and I still haven't come to an answer. Says something about my life, I'm pretty sure. Is a hot dog a sandwich?
That stuffed me. Not in a good way, like I've got a hot dog in my face, no.
I know. Is a hot, because technically it's all the characteristics. Thanks, I'm struggling today with my words.
Characteristics?
Thank you, mate. Of a sandwich.
Yes.
Bread, a filling.
Yep.
A sauce.
Yes.
But sandwich.
You've got bread and you've got rolls and you've got just, and then Subway call theirs a sandwich.
Well, that's a sandwich. I would say the foot long. Similar in size and shape to a hot dog.
Yeah. Rachel, what do you think? Is a Subway a sandwich?
No, Trev, I completely agree with you.
Thank you. A sausage sandwich
is a sausage chopped in half between 2 pieces of bread with onion. But a hot dog is in a bun.
Yes.
So it's a bun.
Well, Yeah, well, whatever.
I bet you've never thought about this before, but now it's all you can think of.
No, but if someone said I was getting a hot dog, I think I was getting a bun and a sausage. But if someone said I was getting a sausage sandwich...
Yeah. Completely different.
I don't know. Look, I guess it's like tomato, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. If someone was offering me a hot dog, I was thinking, oh, cheap date.
Oh, hey.
Don't say it.
A Subway is not a sandwich. That comes in a bun too.
But aren't they the sandwich specialists?
Sandwich artists.
I don't know.
They're the sandwich artists.
Oh, you should see her face. She's just like,
I'm sorry for confusing about
that. But I'm hungry now. Yeah,
sorry, so Rachel. Reese, is a hot dog a sandwich?
No, it's got to be two separate slices of bread to make a sandwich.
Thank you, Reese.
Okay, why don't you go and tell the people at Subway that? Because they don't always do that, and they're sandwich artists, Reese.
And I got a separate question for you. If I were to throw a piece of bread on the ground, and I get someone else on the other side of the world to also throw a piece of bread on the ground, does that make the world a sandwich?
I think it does.
Yeah, it does. Actually, it does.
That's another question we're going to ask tomorrow, Reese.
And that's content for the show tomorrow.
Yeah, Reese, how big can you make a sandwich?
Warren, what do you reckon?
I'd say no, it's not a sandwich because it's a sandwich between two sliced pieces of bread.
Thank you.
But having said that, is it more of a burger because it's in a bun?
It's a good question.
It is a very, very good question.
Are we bringing stuff in tomorrow to make sandwiches and rolls and sausages and hot dogs? Because I'm all in for that.
Are you?
Yes.
You're all ready for it.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to be working
out. The
question?
Hey? How does that answer the question?
There's still no answer to this question.
I'm hungry.
Got ya. Question I started thinking about, it was brought up by my kids on the weekend. It's been 2 days now and I still haven't come to an answer. Says something about my life, I'm pretty sure. Is a hot dog a sandwich?
That stuffed me. Not in a good way, like I've got a hot dog in my face, no.
I know. Is a hot, because technically it's all the characteristics. Thanks, I'm struggling today with my words.
Characteristics?
Thank you, mate. Of a sandwich.
Yes.
Bread, a filling.
Yep.
A sauce.
Yes.
But sandwich.
You've got bread and you've got rolls and you've got just, and then Subway call theirs a sandwich.
Well, that's a sandwich. I would say the foot long, similar in size and shape to a hot dog.
Yeah. Rachel, what do you think? Is a Subway a sandwich?
No, Trev, I completely agree with you.
Thank you. A sausage sandwich
is a sausage chopped in half between two pieces of bread with onions, but a hot dog is in a bun.
Yes.
So it's a bun.
Well, whatever.
I bet you've never thought about this before, but now it's all you can think
of. No. But if someone said I was getting a hot dog, I think I was getting a bun and a sausage. But if someone said I was getting a sausage sandwich...
Yeah.
Completely different.
I guess it's like tomato, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. If someone was offering me a hot dog, I was thinking, oh, cheap date.
Don't say it. A Subway is not a sandwich. That comes in a bun too.
But aren't they the sandwich specialists?
Sandwich artists.
I don't know.
They're the sandwich artists.
Oh, you should see her face. She's just like,
I'm sorry for confusing
about that. But I'm hungry now.
Yes, sorry, Rachel. Reese, is a hot dog a sandwich?
No, it's got to be two separate slices of bread to make a sandwich.
Thank you, Reese.
Okay, why don't you go and tell the people at Subway that? Because they don't always do that, and they're sandwich artists, Reese.
And I got a separate question for you. If I were to throw a piece of bread on the ground, and I get someone else on the other side of the world to also throw a piece of bread on the ground, does that make the world a sandwich?
I think it does.
Yeah, it does. Actually, it does.
That's another question we're going to ask tomorrow, Reese.
And that's content for the show tomorrow.
Yeah, how big can you make a sandwich?
Warren, what do you reckon?
I'd say no, it's not a sandwich because it's a sandwich between two sliced pieces of bread.
Thank you.
But having said that, is it more of a burger because it's in a bun?
It's a good question.
It is a very, very good question.
Are we bringing stuff in tomorrow to make sandwiches and rolls and sausages and hot dogs? Because I'm all in for that.
Are you?
Yes.
You're all ready for it.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to be working
out.
Hey?
How does that answer the question?
There's still no answer to this question.
It'll still, it'll finish the. I'm hungry.
Got ya.
Moira and Big Trev.
In a Gold Coast community Facebook group, the people are represented by two separate yet equally important groups. The contributor, who has a unique story to tell. And the group members, who find it amusing enough to share it with Moira for her to broadcast to the world. These are their stories.
These are the rejected posts from the Gold Coast community page, a fantastic Facebook page, bringing Gold Coast together through anger, love, confusion and humour. So some of the posts get rejected by the admins who do an amazing job and they send them to me so we can share them with you. Now, I had no idea that there was this massive ruckus going on at the moment because several people have sent messages through to the Gold Coast community page about the size of Mars bars.
Oh.
First one. Has anyone ever noticed that Mars bars have gone from 53 grams down to 47 grams?
Oh, no.
That's it. I'm going on a diet and never buying them again.
If that's what it takes for you to go on a diet.
Next one. Oh. After all, afternoon all. I just had a Mars bar for the first time in years. When did they become so small?
No.
They're practically fun size now. We are definitely getting shortchanged. I'm calling BS. A Mars a day no longer helps you work, rest or play.
Yeah, helps you work and rest.
Thank you from a concerned consumer. I love the anger.
Well, the same thing is with family blocks of chocolate.
Yeah.
You don't get those big ones anymore. They've, like, downsized.
So, but are they still calling it family-sized chocolates?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know. I just pick up five and then walk out of the shop. And then it turns into a family block.
You just piece them together like a Lego block. Yeah, until they're taking over the whole kitchen table.
Yeah, well, when I say family block, it's just me going to the movies by myself.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
But also with the flakes, like they're in favourites, they're smaller too.
Are they?
Yes.
Is this an easier way for them to make money, or are they trying to be kind to us so that we don't eat as much?
I think it's a way of them pissing me off. Because I really like chocolate.
Do you?
Yeah.
What's your favourite chocolate?
Just in my mouth.
We want to know if you notice this too. Is this a big thing? Are things getting smaller? And are you as passionate about Mars bars as the people from the Gold Coast community page? They've gone down to 47 grams.
Is there any in the dispensary?
I don't know. I'm on a diet.
I'm
going to
go out and have a look.
Please
and then...
don't.
Moira and Big Trev.
These are the rejected posts from the Gold Coast community page. They don't get published on the page. They get sent to us and we get to share them with you because they're just gold. But I had no idea that there was such a huge ruckus going on at the moment involving Mars bars because there were several posts this week about it. Afternoon all, just had a Mars bar for the first time in years. When did they become so small? They're practically fun size now. We are definitely getting shortchanged. A Mars a day no longer helps you work, rest and play.
Nah.
And there was another person who said, if they noticed that it's gone down from 53 grams to 47 grams, what the hell? What's going on?
Something's happening.
I don't know. Is this something that we've only just noticed?
Well, you've just brought it to our attention and we've just noticed.
Yeah.
And it's not good for morale.
No, it's not.
No. It's not good for morale.
No.
You're taking sugar away from us.
Don't do that.
No. Because I'll get loony.
You will get crazy.
I'll get cray-cray. Anyway, Avril, what do you reckon?
Hell yeah. Everything's getting smaller. Chocolate bars are getting smaller. McDonald's burger buns are getting smaller.
Are they?
Everything's getting... Yeah, hell yeah.
So the only person that's not, or thing that's not getting smaller is me.
Yeah.
Which is a real shame.
My ass. And I eat a lot of McDonald's burgers and my bum is still the size of the trunk of my car. Hey, don't agree.
I didn't say
you
that. I didn't say yes.
Wow, we're friends.
Yeah, the burger's getting smaller or are you getting bigger around the burger?
No, I'm probably getting bigger around the burger.
Everything's getting smaller. And
yes, it's a rip-off.
Moira and Big Trev.